This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Welcome back. Another episode. Nikita Koloff here, your host for It's Time to Man Up. Hey, the Russian nightmare, once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's nightmare, in studio with me today. This man probably needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him nevertheless. Al Argo, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Thank you, Nikita. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, it's great to have you here and great to have you in studio because you're not only not in studio sometimes, you're not even in country. Sometimes.
Well, I am just honored to see you. You know, you were supposed to be with us overseas last year, not only at the Olympics, but we had planned the big NBA event in Philippines with our buddy Frank Shelton. And of course, COVID canceled all that, but you can't cancel God. And so ministry goes on in Asia and in America. So I am privileged to be here with you in studio and to be able to see you face to face.
Hello. We hadn't seen each other in a while. And so not only in Asia, not only in America, but actually around the world, because not only does the Man Up Show air on Truth Radio Network, which goes around the country, but it also goes up on all the major podcast platforms. And latest count or to date, it's probably even more at this point, but 58 countries last date. So I say that to say you guys are back in America, but you're not always in America. Mm-hmm. Give our listeners take a minute or two and give them some backdrop on Al and your lovely bride and family.
Thank you, Nikita. Well, for the past 20 years, we've really invested our time, our energy, resources, and just our life into Asia. And so our passion is to train leaders, is first of all to see souls saved, but the Bible says make disciples.
Right.
And
Great Commission.
And that's right. And so we want to see people saved, but then we want to see people walk in freedom of the Holy Spirit. We want to see people discover their purpose, and we want to see people making a difference, not only in church, but even in corporate America, even in corporate Asia. And so we're just, you know, privileged to be able to have really spent 20 years this month.
And I want to talk about some of that because you're not just a missionary. That in itself is could be a, you know, full, obviously it can be full-time, but there's so many other things you do. And I want to hopefully kind of cover some or at least touch on all of those things. But let me ask a question. Why Asia? Why the Philippines?
Oh, that's a great question. So Asia, because it's the least reached for me, and Asia and Philippines, we spent the first 10 years in Singapore and working that whole area, and we still work that whole area. First of all, you can work from America in missions and prayer.
Right.
Everything starts in prayer. And then we had an opportunity to relocate into the Philippines. So we've spent the last 9 years in Philippines, in that whole area. But then we travel out from there. We raise and release leaders out into other parts of Asia. And so you have a lot of fans, actually, in Asia, by the way. Come on.
It's just, you know what? It's just crazy to me the way how I travel. You know, we were in the ruins of Petra over in Jordan a number of years ago. There are wrestling fans in Petra. I'm like, for real? Like all these guys that were like renting you the camels? Like, you know, I'm like, for real? Like, anyway, so yeah, a lot of wrestling fans in Asia, huh?
Well, they love sports, and sports is that, you know, it's just a great way to not only release energy,
connect,
but it's a great way to connect with people.
Yeah.
And so from Australia to other parts of Asia, you know, you have fans, and you know that sometimes they connect with you. And again, if you've not connected with Nikita, you're listening to the podcast, connect with him through the show notes. You can connect, and he's, you know, I'm just so thankful that you and I met actually at a prayer breakfast in North Carolina a number of years ago, and we've just stayed in touch, and the same way that you and I connect. Again, you know, you love the Lord. God wants us to connect with Him, and there are a lot of people in Asia who know about Christmas, but they don't really know the Christ of Christmas. And so, if I can write a book and connect people to Christ, that's great. If I can do a speech in corporate Asia, and then people get to know me and connect them to Christ. Or I just help them grow personally or professionally. That's why we've been in Asia the last 20 years.
Okay, well, which is amazing in and of itself. And and you are a connector. I mean, you were the catalyst in connecting Nikita Koloff with tremendous Tracy Jones, who we've had on the Man Up Show, Miss Tracy Jones on the Man Up Show, Donnie Ingram, and you were instrumental in putting together a monthly call that we've done for several years now, and all people who love Jesus, that's the common thread, but our book writers, book publishers, our corporate speakers, I mean, ministry, conferences, it's been a great great time being a part of that, but and I want to talk about that too, about some of the books you've written and some of those things that you've done, but you have two do we call them charming boys? What do we call them?
We've got two
young men.
They're two young men. Yeah, actually, our oldest boy, Alex, is now 22. As of 2 weeks ago, not long ago, he had a birthday, and he is praying about serving our military. He's actually finished college in Asia. He studied film and media. So he. One day can be quite the producer. He's very creative. The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. So I teach a lot on creativity, and my son, he's just, you know, he's just super, both boys, super creative, super athletic. The youngest boy is 19. He was invited to join the national team in his sport in Asia, but then when they found out really he has no Asian blood, you know, they wanted him to like lie and say, you know, he's got some Asian heritage, but
he got pushed off the Asian team because
he's all American.
Because he's all American. So he's an all American boy.
So of course he, So we've got two children, 22 and 19, and
who's we? Who's we?
My wife, Coley, and I.
Yeah.
Yes, I've spent the last 25 years with.
Okay.
Yeah. So she and I were we actually got to know each other in Israel. So back long ago, we were not dating. We were young and single, and both all ended up on the same tour bus in Israel.
So that's where you met.
We had seen each other in the U.S.
Okay,
but not really connected in the U.S. as much. And I was in a season of fasting dating at that time. I was dating God. Yeah, I was dating God.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
And then truth be told, she flirted with me. I'll just tell you the truth. Full disclosure, full transparency.
Yes.
She flirted with me, and the rest, they say, is history.
The old cliche, the rest is history. Here you are, 25, quarter of a century later.
25 years.
That's what a great story, though. So, what great memories.
So pray for her because she has to put up with me. That's,
I do pray for her because I know you, Al.
So come on. That is true.
I'm kidding. You're an amazing
And I'll just say this. I was called to missions at age 9.
How'd you know that?
Now, she wasn't born when I was 9. And then she was called to missions at age 15. And I didn't know her when she was 15. She didn't know me when I was 9.
Okay.
And how did I know that I was called to missions?
Yes.
I grew up in church. Okay. My dad got saved before I was born. So I had the joy of growing up in a Christian family. And just because you grew up in a Christian family doesn't mean everything's perfect, right?
Right.
And But we had a good family. We loved the Lord, and my mom and dad, and I'm the youngest of four, and so, you know, back then every church had church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night,
right?
And if church doors were open, we were in
there.
Church. And a missionary was speaking on a Sunday night, and I was 9 years old on the back hand pew of the right side of that church.
Mm.
And he made the statement. He said, if you feel the Lord's calling you to the mission field, you come down to the altar. We want to pray for you. And I knew he was talking about me, because the Lord in that service had really just spoke to my heart and said, I want you to do this for the rest of your life. Mm. And now, when I was nine, I couldn't see well, I couldn't hear well, and I couldn't speak well. I could not say my own name correctly. I actually have a speech impediment. When I was nine, I just had some hearing trouble. And so I was extremely shy. But I knew the Lord was calling me to the mission field.
At age nine.
And he said, so I hesitated for about 20 seconds. And then I took the first step. And the second step, third step was a lot easier. That first step was the hardest.
Yeah, first step, the biggest
that
step.
That would preach right there.
That will preach.
And so I hit the altar, knelt down, and the missionary, the pastor, and my parents got around me and prayed for me. And I told the Lord that night, I said, God, if you'll open up the doors, I'll go anywhere you want me to go.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Thankfully, we've been able to. We literally have.
Yeah, you've been obedient, and you've done that. And for the listener out there, you know, as you're listening to Al's story, you know, it's not always that way. And I say, here's what I mean by that, Al. You know, recently did a man camp, and I had a man come to me during lunch, you know, later in the week, and in tears, and he said he was out on his morning devotional, reading the book that we give them, and he said God spoke to him, and said. Said, Greg, you got saved in your head years ago, but you never asked me into your heart, right? Because it's all about the heart, right? It's not how about head knowledge you have. Mm-hmm. It's all about the heart. And he said, I just crumbled to my knees. And I was weeping. He goes, man, I got saved this morning.
Wow.
I said, how old are you, Greg? He goes, 69. Mm. I go, how long have you been at church? He goes, most of my life. He goes, and I'm the chairman of the deacons.
Mm.
So it's not always about your church attendance, mm-hmm. growing up in a Christian home,
right.
attending mm-hmm. a Christian school.
That's right.
At some point in time, Al, right, we have to make that conscious decision, just like the conversation Nicodemus and the Pharisee and Jesus. Nicodemus, don't be verily, verily, I say to you, you know, don't be surprised, you know, you must be born again, mm-hmm. right? Born of the flesh, but also born of the spirit.
Mm-hmm. You are right. I wonder how many people spend their life. In fact, the Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about people who know about God but don't really know God. Well, and God desires a relationship.
You said something a minute ago. Somebody maybe didn't catch it. A lot of people know Christmas, but they don't know Christ.
That's
they don't know the Christ of Christmas.
And that is true.
To that very point. Or they may have a head knowledge of, like Greg did for mm-hmm. 69 years, but the story never made the 18-inch trip from the head mm-hmm. down to the heart. That's what happened for me in 1993. Yeah.
And I love your testimony. That's just an amazing, amazing testimony, because you had people praying for you. You had people you didn't know praying for you.
Me, yeah.
And that made an eternal difference, not only in your life, but when you think about it, all the men and all the families you've impacted for Christ.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty humbling, actually. Okay. So you write books, you do corporate. I know you do not just missionary work. Mm-hmm. And you do corporate speaking. Talk to us about that. Take a minute or two and talk about that.
I like acronyms, and so I use my last name, Argo, A-R-G-O, as it's really the eight focal points of positive impact leadership. So I've been privileged. I used to work with John Maxwell all across Asia. We would I did his curriculum, worked with him, worked with the organization, in Indonesia, Singapore, China, Vietnam, going in and just training leaders using his material. And then through the years, you know, I've been in Asia 20 years. I've developed my own leadership training. I also train in sales and influence because the Lord called me to the mission field. But then I, my undergraduate from the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. Come on, somebody out there, say Roll Tide. Come on.
Roll Tide, baby.
I mean, we're number one a lot of times, and we just want to keep on playing some football.
Want to keep rolling.
Come on, roll on.
Even in the off-season.
So
they roll in the off-season,
so
too, you know.
So my undergraduate is from the University of Alabama, and studied advertising marketing. So I've been privileged to train companies not only in America but overseas in influence, sales, marketing, and it's biblical principles,
right?
But you can apply them
to life,
to corporate work, and you see your productivity increase, you see your sales increase, you see we see professionals achieving more, relating better, growing quicker, and overcoming obstacles. And so with obstacles, all of us have obstacles, but some people let those obstacles stop them, and we want them to say, no, you embrace the obstacles, and you turn them into opportunities.
Mm.
And
good.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not only a very gifted speaker and author. I mean, I've read some of your books. And for those listening out there, we'll be sure to let them know how to get a hold of some of your books. But you do, so you don't just do leadership. I know you've done some children's books too.
You know, you've read some of the books, but
a couple of those titles.
Your grandbabies have also read some of the kids' books. Yeah,
yes,
and I appreciate that. So I'll just tell you a little backstory. So my friend Chris invited me to Australia. He leads our network of churches in Australia, and he invited me to Australia. It wasn't probably 4 years ago, and he invited me not only to speak at their annual event, but he also invited me to do a masterclass on writing books. And so at the end of that day, at the end of those, you know, 2, 3, 4 days I was in Australia, he took me and my buddy Russell out to Russell's from Japan. He took Russell and I out to ice cream, and at the end of eating ice cream, my friend Chris got the hiccups. And look, I'm from the South, and so if you grew up in the South, someone gets hiccups, what do? You scare the fire out of them. So I turned over to him, and he never expected it. And I just scared the living daylights out of my friend Chris. And the whole ice cream shop just stopped, but his hiccups were gone. And that became the first kid's book I ever wrote. It's called Chris Get the Hiccups. And so it's like a Dr. Seuss type rhyme.
Yep.
And then at the end, we have educational facts. So it's great for homeschool moms and dads. It's great for little kids because they like the rhyme. And the parents like it because it's got true facts about hiccups. Like there's this man who had hiccups. Charles Osborne had the hiccups for 69 years. So I've just got some interesting true facts in the back of that book. And then book number one led to book number two, which is Chris Drops a Bomb. So that's number two. A lot of parents use that for if they're potty training their kids.
Yeah, leave the mystery there for
that's
a
while. Right. That's right.
Chris drops a bomb. Okay.
Again, all the books take place in Australia except the very last one.
Okay.
So there's four that are released. Number five's not released yet.
Okay.
And so we're working to get that released.
Okay.
In
what are the titles of the other ones?
So Chris gets the hiccups.
Yep.
Chris drops a bomb.
Yep.
Chris and the world's biggest sneeze. And then the one that came out last year was about burping. So Chris and the world's biggest burp. I don't even know the title, but you can find them on Amazon. All the art's hand-drawn, and every one of them rhyme like a Dr. Seuss type book.
Come on.
They all have educational facts. Hey, you know, and the reason they have educational facts is because you got to learn. We want parents to read to their kids.
Right.
We want kids to begin to read, and then we want them to learn and connect reading with learning and having fun. I grew up reading, and we want to just promote reading and literacy, not only in Asia, but in America as well.
Well, and the expression is said over and over and over and over again. I'll say it again. Leaders are readers. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you're so when I say Al is a man of multi-talented gifts, he's got children's books. he goes to the other extreme on the other end of it, leadership, books on leadership, and and a gifted speaker, an author. Those books are so much fun. But I like what you said. You know, we don't just want to entertain the kids. Obviously, you want to be entertained by the books, but I love the idea that you put facts in the back, so there's actually some learning principle to it. Behind the entertainment of the book itself. And so let me ask you this. What do you enjoy doing the most? I mean, we're talking about a plethora of things here. What do you enjoy the most, would you say?
That's a great question. Every day holds unique opportunity. And so I enjoy connecting with people. Every day I connect with different people, and I do that strategically. So I have a system. I have a process and system that I teach people who want to learn, whether I'm coaching them or whether I'm doing a corporate training. I teach people how to connect strategically. And with everyone, you can connect with people. With people. And so I enjoy connecting. I enjoy writing. I enjoy learning. I tell people my name's Al, A-L. It's an acronym for always learning. Now, it's also an acronym for always laughing, because I believe the Lord can bring you joy, right?
Brings merriment to the heart, bring healing, right?
And so always laughing, always learning. Of course, my mama knows me best, and she says I'm always lying.
John 1:9 comes in there. Asking for forgiveness. But anyway.
Thank God for good moms. Hello, Mom.
A praying mom.
So, amen. I pray, Mom. Mom's kept me out of a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. So, I was on the way to Mardi Gras one time, a long time ago, and I'm sure Mama prayed, and we turned the car around without knowing she was praying. Later, we realized I was in the car with my friend Jody Burdett. I'm going to shout out to Jody this morning, and he and I are still close friends. But I connect with people, and we just enjoy serving Asia. You know, whether it's humanitarian work, like we've been able to respond to like the tsunami recent, whether it's a typhoon, tsunami, volcano.
Natural disasters.
We enjoy everything we get to do.
Well, and let me just say this before we run out of time. Let me just say this, that you're in America. You guys are in America currently. You're not always in America, obviously. For anyone listening, they're like, wow, 20 years over in the Far East, over in Asia. You come back to America typically and travel around to different churches who invite you in because you're in a sense, you're kind of like Kolov for Christ Ministries. You're faith-based, meaning you rely on people sponsoring, supporting you financially. Right. Mm-hmm. So churches will have you. So if you're a pastor out there listening, a local church, I would encourage you to have this amazing man of God and his lovely bride, Coley, in to share with your congregation, your community, and perhaps become a partner with Al and what they're doing and impacting the world. Because, you know, a lot of people aren't called to travel the world, but you obviously are. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage any church out there listening, any pastor out there listening, to consider. And how would people find out more about Al Argo, about the ministry, that sort of thing?
That's a great question. So you're right, Nikita. Our focus in Asia is really not only seeing souls saved, but helping churches become established, which is church planting, and then discipleship. And so we do large, like they can go on Facebook and just check out Asia Worship Conference. So all the material's still there. And so we're planning Asia Worship Conference, every year. And then we're also planning a large leadership and evangelism conference for Asia.
Annual.
Which you have a part to play in.
Yeah, those are annual.
This year. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so if people want to even donate to that ministry, they can receive a tax-deductible donation for people who would like to give.
How do they do that?
That you can go to. There's a URL, and I'll give it to you, and I'm sure Robbie can put it in the show notes, but it's just www.bit.do, so that's www.bit.do/Asia Missions. And so it's really simple. It's just www.bit.do.
That's /Asia
Missions.
Not simple for me to remember, however.
But we can get that for our listeners. And again, we do.
Do you have a website, though?
We are revamping the ministry and corporate website. Okay. And again, at this time, but people can connect with us on LinkedIn.
So
Amazon, they can find your books on Amazon.
All the books on Amazon. They can find all the books on Audible, on iTunes, and just search Al Argo or Chris Gets the Hiccups or
Chris drops a bomb. Or, just in case you're,
we've got.
What about that book's about? Chris dropped a bomb. Anyway, moving on. Move it on.
So I do have a brand new book called Blessed Beyond Stress, which is all about overcoming adversity. Managing stress and living a life of resilience. So in that book, I tell my skydiving accident story, how I jumped out of a plane and my parachute did not open completely or correctly.
Well, so you're going to leave people hanging on that
tell
one.
That story.
We don't have enough time. But
yep. So check that out.
Jumping out of a parachute and it not opening.
Completely or correctly. I learned how to pray that day in the power of the Holy Spirit.
I bet you did. I would have, yeah. I was like, my prayer would have been, Jesus, I'm coming to meet you.
Come on.
But wow.
So I've been very fortunate. So, I'm very fortunate to be in studio with you.
You write a lot of, but man, so a gifted writer, speaker, missionary, heart for Jesus, man. It's amazing. It's amazing to, I'm just thankful it worked out for you to be in the studio.
Me too. Thank you, Nikita, for having me. Today, what a pleasure to be with Nikita Koloff, and just to meet
some
new
friends. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
You know, I watched it a little. Jody and I watched it again. Jody was my best friend since I was like 12, and now I've got a lot of best friends. I've got like 15 to 20 guys that I'm close to.
Well, you're way ahead of the game.
And so,
I don't know, most people have one best friend.
Friends are important. Yeah, friends are important.
They are.
So, and I think in every state, I have not every state, but that would be a goal for me.
You got friends around the world.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm very close to several men, including you. Appreciate your friendship. Appreciate your mentorship, and I just enjoy our monthly meetings that you and I have been able to do.
Likewise.
And I would encourage men, and even for all of our lady listeners, just connect with God,
yep.
And connect with your family, and connect with others in a real and meaningful way.
That's a good word, and I won't hold it against you, the fact that you weren't a wrestling fan, and so I'm going to get a call off. Hey, thanks for tuning in today to the Man Up Show, Al Argo. I hope you were blessed by this conversation. What an amazing man of God, his lovely bride there to support him along the way. And we'll catch you another time on another episode of It's Time to Man Up.
If you've enjoyed the Man Up radio show and or the Man Up podcast, well, guess what? It's time to Man Up TV style. That's right. You heard me. 2022, the Man Up TV show, the Man Up show on MorningstarTV.com. That's right. Tune in, dial in to Man Up on MorningstarTV.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
This is the Truth Network.